1, Sierra, Lima, Delta. Good morning, Diamond Harbor School. I am ready for your first question. Hi, Grace. Good morning. Thanks for the first question. Looking down on the Earth from the space station is an incredible opportunity. You get to see the small, thin wisp of atmosphere that keeps us all safe. You see the vibrant blue and green and browns and all the colors of the Earth, and you realize how wonderful and special it is that we have this planet that we can call home. It gives us food and air to breathe and lets us grow up. It's just such a wonderful opportunity. Over. Hi, Beckett. Thanks for the great science question. Actually, the answer is no, you can't feel it weekend because the rocket is pushing you into space. And the force of the rocket pushing you up into space overcomes any sort of, and the feeling of the gravity weakening as you get further away from it. So all you feel is you feel the force of gravity and the force of a rocket initially, and then just the force of the rocket. And then once the rocket stops burning, just in an instant, you feel the zero gravity up here. Over. Hi, Will. Thanks. My favorite thing about living aboard the ISS is what I'm doing right now. I love to talk to schools and kids and people around the world and share the wonderful experience of humanity being in space for over 25 years. Over. Jack, that's a great name. You know, people named Jack get to be astronauts someday. Exercising in space feels different at the beginning and the end because when you start, you're still floating around in zero gravity, and then once you get on the exercise machine, it kind of holds you down and you start to feel something like having the weight of gravity on you again, so that kind of feels different. Another thing is that we recover from exercise really quick. We can exercise every day because when we're not exercising, we're floating around in zero gravity and our bodies recover. Over. Hi, Ellie. Good morning. The favorite science experiment that's going on right now is the 3D printer. As we go on to the moon and Mars, we're going to not have enough space to bring with us all the stuff that we need. So if we can bring a 3D printer and we can print all the things that we need when we get there, we'll be a lot better off. Over. Hi, Hetty. Well, one time I ate the last apple pie dessert, and that's one of my crewmates' favorites, so I was a little bit scared when they found out at the moment. But other than that, we have a great ground team and a great engineering and support team that works on all the details that keep us safe while we operate up here in space. So that gives me confidence in all the systems and hardware and people that we need to come up to space, live up here, and then safely come back home. Over. Well, just like I told Hetty, maybe it was when I ate that last dessert without asking if anyone else wanted it first. Over. Hi, Annabelle. I like to look at a lot of things out the window. I like to look at places where I've lived and places where my friends and family lived. One of the greatest feelings up here is to fly over part of the Earth where a friend of yours has lived, take a picture of their city or maybe even their neighborhood, and then you can email it to them and share it with them and share a piece of what it's like to be able to look down on Earth up here. And That's a pretty awesome gift to give someone, and it feels pretty good. Over. Hey, Lucy, that's a great question. Actually, we talked to our friends on the Artemis 2 mission that just went around the moon a week or two ago, and they told us it looked pretty incredible from their vantage point as they circled around it. Here on the International Space Station, we're not that much closer to the moon than you are on the Earth, but we don't have to look through Earth's atmosphere, so it looks a little bit more clear to us up here. Over. Hi, Maddie. It's exciting. It's a little bit nervous. You feel like you're in a giant balloon because you're in your own pressure bladder to keep all the atmosphere inside that you need it. And it's a real exciting privilege to be able to go out and do a spacewalk. Over. Hi, Billy. That's a really good question. Being away from your family and your friends for 6 or 7 or 8 months like we're doing is always difficult. You're a little bit lonely and you miss your family just a little bit, but we get to call them and talk to them, and I'm excited to get back home to them in a few months. Over. Hi, Benji. I like to talk to school kids in New Zealand for fun, and I also like to have races with one of my buddies up here. We see how fast we can float through the modules without crashing into anything. Over. Hi, Ted. I thought about being an astronaut when I was a little kid, like lots of little kids do, and then it just kind of never went away. Like, I became a pilot in the Navy, and I really loved doing that. And then when there was an opportunity to apply to become an astronaut, I was like, sure, I'll give that a shot. Over. Hi, Finn. That's a great question. When you want to become an astronaut, there's no one great way to do that. You can be a pilot like me and come that route, and NASA likes having lots of test pilots around to help develop new vehicles. We also have lots of scientists and engineers around that become engineers as well. So I think the biggest challenge to becoming an astronaut is finding the thing that you love to do and becoming great at it, whether it's being an engineer, a pilot, or a scientist. Over. Hi, Amber. I think it'll feel great, but I think it will feel really heavy, like I have a bunch of weight in my shoes. Somebody's pushing me down. Over. Hi, Clara. I think I'm going to be able to miss just being able to float around and not having to walk on things. I'll just be able to float over any obstacles and do backflips up here whenever I want, and I'll have to be subject to gravity again when I get back to Earth. Over.